Feast of St. Joseph. We live in strange and startling times right now. Many of our assumptions about how life proceeds have been thrown out the window, and we find ourselves looking afraid and confused at an unfamiliar landscape. As I was thinking about the Feast of St. Joseph, it struck me that Joseph is someone who has experienced equally disquieting events in his own life. We can presume that when he was betrothed to Mary, he probably had pretty realistic expectations for their future. They would take their place in the humdrum rhythm of village life. Then he got the unsettling news that she was pregnant. Showing considerable compassion and knowing the fate of unmarried mothers, he planned to send her away quietly. However, after an angel appeared to him, he took Mary as his wife. Later, the angel came again to tell him that his family was in peril. He believed the message and fled to Egypt with his wife and the baby. He waited there until the angel told him it was safe to return. Throughout these harrowing events, Joseph's only care was to love and protect Mary and Jesus. On returning from exile, they settled in the backwater town of Nazareth. Later, when Jesus stayed on in the temple, we are told that Joseph and Mary searched for 3 days for him. Joseph considered Jesus his own son, because the people of Nazareth would say of Jesus, "Is this not the son of Joseph?" Because of skeptical Nazarenes, we know what Joseph did for a living. They ask about Jesus, "Is this not the carpenter's son?" Some scholars think that Joseph may have been more of a stonemason, but whatever the details, he was a skilled craftsman. Having said that, we know he wasn't rich. When Mary and Joseph took Jesus to the temple to be circumcised and for Mary to be purified, they offered 2 turtle doves or a pair of pigeons, something allowed only for those who couldn't afford a lamb. At the same time, however, we're told that Joseph came from the line of King David, perhaps, until Jesus, the most important king Israel ever had. Because there's no mention of Joseph during Jesus' public ministry, it's assumed he must have died earlier on. This extraordinary man experienced more disruption in his life than most of us can begin to imagine, and yet he stayed faithful and true through it all. What a model for all of us he is.